أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا حبيب إله العالمين محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين. Last night I quoted a verse regarding Isa عليه السلام in Surah Zukhruf, which says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَ عِيسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالَ قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِالْحِكْمَةِ. When Isa came with clear signs, he said that I have brought you hikmah. The clear signs, of course, were the miracles, which are also mentioned in the Quran. He cured the blind, the ill, the leper, and also he raised the dead from the grave. This is what he did. These are the clear signs. But this was not the purpose of his coming. It was not the mission. It was just to convince people that he has come from a source of wisdom. And he has brought them wisdom. قَالَ قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِالْحِكْمَةِ. And Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam as well have brought us hikmah. However, we have to search through whatever is remained from them in terms of hadith and tradition, with all the troubles that we have to authenticate, to find which is right, which is wrong. We have to sieve through to find out the hikmah. It's a precious thing. It's like gold that you have to find in a gold mine with all sorts of other sands and pebbles and rocks and these things, but you have to find the gold in it. Now, in these few nights, inshallah, we try to find some hikmah from the words of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. And also we have the commemoration of the Prophet, peace be on him, towards the end of these nights. And inshallah, we will have some sips from the ocean of his wisdom as well. Now, one very precious piece of wisdom from Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is reported in Ilal al-Sharaya of Shaykh Saduq. From Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, who reported that this incident took place with Imam Hussein alayhi salam talking to people. خرج الحسين بن علي عليه السلام على أصحابه. He came out to his ashab, to his companions. فقال أيها الناس إن الله جل ذكره ما خلق العباد إلا ليعرفوه. Three elements of wisdom are here in three sentences, which I want to discuss now. Very deep and very thought-provoking. إن الله جل ذكره ما خلق العباد إلا ليعرفوه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created people but to know him. فَإِذَا عَرَفُوهُ عَبَدُوهُ. When they know him, they worship him. فَإِذَا عَبَدُوهُ اسْتَغْنَوْا بِعِبَادَتِهِ عَنْ عِبَادَةِ مَنْ سَوَاهُ. And when they worship him, they are not in need of worshiping anything below him, anything other than him. So we have to explore this mind of hikmah to see what these three sentences mean. And then someone asks him, that's what do you mean by ma'rifatullah? And Imam gives an answer which we'll discuss later. That's a different issue. So he says, أيها الناس إن الله جل ذكره ما خلق العباد إلا ليعرفوا. لي is for purpose. What is the purpose of creation? When we talk about purpose of creation, we have to differentiate between two things, distinguish, and usually we confuse between the two. One is that, what is the purpose of God? What purpose does God seek for himself in creating? This is one question. The second question is, what purpose does he seek for us in his creation? These are absolutely two different things. When you do something, for example, when you want to create or produce something, there are two things. Why you produce it? You have a need, you have a purpose, you want that need to be fulfilled, to be met, and you create that thing. But what is that thing created for? Say, for example, a computer. A computer is produced to compute for you, to calculate, and to do other things. This is the purpose of the computer. But what is your purpose? Because you have some needs. In that calculation, you have some needs. You want to meet those needs by producing that computer. So you have a purpose for yourself. The computer in itself, that creation has a purpose. So when we say, why does God create? We have to differentiate, distinguish between the two. What is his purpose? What need does he want? Because when we talk about purpose, we mean that you have a need that you want to fulfill. You have something that you want to remove, an obstacle that you want to remove, some need that you have to meet. This is the meaning of purpose, isn't it? Whatever purpose you have in this, why have you come to this meeting, to this session tonight? For a purpose. What is that purpose? Because you think that you need spirituality, you think that you need to do matam for Hussein alayhi salam. You have purposes behind whatever you do, why you have come here. So, does God have a purpose? Does God have a purpose? Think about this. Can God have a purpose? What's the meaning of purpose? Certainly his purpose is not like our purpose. Because whatever is in our purpose is to meet a need. But God doesn't have any need. So what does he seek? By creation, what does he seek? There is a hadith which is usually reported mainly by mystics. This is a very beautiful mystical perspective of the whole issue, is that Allah, when we ask, why did Allah create? Not what is the purpose of his creation, what is his purpose of creation? The only answer that we receive is this hadith that kuntu kanzan makhfiya فَأَحْبَبْتُ أَنْ أُعْرَفْ فَخَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقَ لِكَيْ أُعْرَفْ. I was a hidden treasure, and I wanted to be known. And I created the creation so that I could be known. No one knew about me. I was a hidden treasure. If you did not create me, who would have known you? Isn't it? But if we take this for its face value, doesn't this allude, indicate some sort of need in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That he needs us. He needs his angels. He needs his prophets. Why? Because to know him. But is this a right purpose for Allah? No. This hadith cannot be interpreted in this way. And if the hadith is correct, and if we can authenticate the hadith, we should understand it in a different way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la yuqasu bin nas. We had it last night in the hadith of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. La yudraku bil hawas, wa la yuqasu bin nas. Do not compare him with people, saying, God, what is your purpose? You know, God, whatever we do, we have a purpose. What is your purpose? No. You cannot say that. Purpose is to meet a need. He doesn't have any need. So what is the reason this is an area that we cannot approach. We cannot get close to it. Those people who have ma'rifatullah, they know that these are areas which goes beyond their limits of asking questions. Not that there is no haq in it. Of course there is haq, but this haq is beyond. Our purposes in this world is just play and diversion, isn't it? Whatever we do in this world, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ. It's diversion, lahw. Lahw is what diverts you, entertains you in a way that you are diverted from the real purpose. This is lahw. Laib is, what is laib? Laib is play. What is play? You do something in a very orderly way. It has rules, regulations. If you violate the rules, you are not one of the players. You have to play according to all those rules. You think it's very, very real, just like football, isn't it? What was the purpose behind it? There is no purpose behind football itself. It's just for entertainment. It's life. Now, look in Surah Anbiya. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. We haven't created the heaven and the earth to play. That you say, oh, everything is in order, everything is beautiful, fantastic. Look at the flowers, look at the human beings, look at our feelings, look at love, look at compassion, all these things. It's all in place. However, there is no purpose behind it. There is no purpose. Just a play. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. لَوْ أَرَدْنَا أَن نَتَّخِذَ لَهْوًا. Now here, both لَعِب and لَهْو are mentioned. As this world, the life of this world is لَهْو and لَعِب, Allah said, لَوْ أَرَدْنَا أَن نَتَّخِذَ لَهْوًا لَتَّخَذْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا إِن كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. Why should I need you to play? Why should I create you? It's not fair. It's zulm, Allah creating us to play with us. No. بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ. This is haq coming over batil. فَيَدْمَعُهُ. It crushes, it destroys batil. فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقٌ وَلَكُمُ الْوَيْلُ مِمَّا تَصِفُونَ. Woe to you of what you think and what you say about the purpose of this creation. And you know, you say this because you do not know God. وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ. Those who are with God. This عِنْدَهُ is another realm. عِنْدَهُ is another realm. Not this realm. This realm is the realm of lahwun wal'ib. In another realm, man indahu la yastakbiruna an ibadatih. They know the purpose. They know that they have to worship him. Wala yastahsirun. They never get tired of it. They never get bored of it as we get bored of that worship here. They never get bored. La yastahsirun. Yusabbihuna al-layla wal-nahar la yafturun. Day, morning and evening, they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no letting off. There is no respite for them because they have found the purpose. Now, we cannot talk about purpose of God. That is not our area. But what is our purpose? What purpose he has envisaged for us? This, of course, we can talk a lot about. This is our area. This is our realm. And we can talk about it. And Quran has talked about it. What is your purpose? What is Allah's purpose? You will find out later. Inshallah, when you go to paradise, when you become Allah's neighbor, because paradise is neighborhood of God, isn't it? فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ. And the Malik and Muqtadir, you will be neighbor to Malik and Muqtadir, to the powerful king. You will reside there. Then you know him better. You know your neighbor better, of course. when you go there. And then you know what is the real purpose. What is the meaning of purpose? Here, the meaning of purpose is just like purpose of life, like purpose of football in this world. You will know the real meaning of purpose. Sometimes people ask, when we go to paradise and we have everything there, everything is prepared for us, then what's the purpose of living? Don't you get bored? Why we ask this question? Because we think that the purpose is to gain, to try, to make effort, to have an income, and then to use it, and lose it, and then again to find an income, and then again use it, and lose it, and again, this type of play. We think this is the real purpose. We don't know what is the real purpose. What if everything is prepared for us, and then there is a higher purpose? Actually, this, what we do here in finding and using and losing, it is a diversion, it's lahw. Rijalun. And there are some people in this world which are not diverted by this play, which are not entertained by this. Rijalun la tulhihim tijaratun wala bay'un an dhikrillah wa iqam as-salat wa ita' az-zakat يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهَا الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. There are people in this world, they are not diverted by this play of yours. Finding, using, losing, finding, using, losing. This is the play, تَجَارَةٌ وَبَيْءٌ. This is what is the purpose of the world here. They are not diverted by this. And ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. Now here it says that the real purpose is ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. But because we have not tasted that dhikr, we think that it is not a purpose. We think that it is nothing. And therefore we think people of Jannah have nothing to do. Well, they have dhikrullah to swallow morning and evening. That is a purpose we cannot realize. Everything is prepared for them, everything is provided for them so that they are not diverted by that from the main purpose. So, this I said to just clarify the meaning of purpose. We usually take the meaning of purpose wrong. So what is the purpose? Not purpose of God to create. What is the purpose of the creation? Now, here Imam alayhi salam says that Ya ayyuhannas, inna allaha jalla dhikruhu ma khalaqa al-ibad illa liya'rifuh. He has created not, but so that you would know him. Here we can refer back to that hadith. كُنْتُ كَنْزًا مَخْفِيًّا فَأَحْبَبْتُ أَنْ أُعْرَفْ. I liked to be known. If this is the purpose of his creation, that is right. Not his purpose of creation. The purpose in creation, that's right, to know him. Now you say, what purpose is this? Don't we have any other thing to do? No. What else we have to do? You spend all your life for a living so that, first of all, you entertain yourself, and secondly, know this world in a better way. Get knowledge, science. Now, nowadays, science is the highest purpose, isn't it? One of the highest, high quality purposes of this world is to gain science. What is science? To explore his signs, isn't it? You want to know his signs. You want to explore what he has created. You want to know his creation. This is science. You know the creation. What if you go one step above that? You know him. And by knowing him, you know his creation. Some of us have higher purposes through science. Of course, we learn science, and from science we say, now from this science I want to somehow invoke a knowledge of God in myself. I see these signs. فَانْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ آثَارِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. This is all آثار رحمة الله. All the traces of mercy of Allah. Look at it. Explore it. Find out how everything is in order. The atoms, the molecules, the heavens, the earth, everything. فَانْظُرُوا فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ. Look and look again. هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورِ. Can you see one speck of mismanagement, something which is based on ignorance in this creation? It's impossible. If something is based on ignorance in this creation, everything would explode. Especially when you go to the world of atoms, that's not a place where things can go wrong. ثُمَّرْجِعَ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ. Look again and again and again. كَرَّتَيْنِ means look twice, but literally, but metaphorically it means look again and again and again. فَرَجِعَ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ. هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورِ. Can you see a lapse in creation? No. So one of our highest purposes is to learn about the creation of God. This is science. Different aspects, and we have to somehow make different branches, specializations, because it is so huge, so magnificent, that we cannot all at once have a knowledge of it. So you have chemistry, physics, and then in physics you have nuclear physics, other types of physics, you have all these branches. Then when you come to human world, all other different branches, just to get a grasp of Allah's creation. And if you are a faithful person, you say that, well, I look into this creation and I realize that this should have a creator. This is one type of knowledge. But Allah has not created us for this, to be entertained by the knowledge of his creation. He has a higher purpose for us. And that is not knowing his creation, but knowing him himself. A higher level he has foreseen for us. And then, of course, by knowing him, then we can look down at the creation. Why people like prophets and Osiya, they had this encompassing knowledge of everything. We think that is impossible. The science would not allow this. If you want to get a knowledge of atoms, if you not want to get a knowledge of heavens, of creation, you have to experience and all these things, experiments and all these things, learn. But suddenly we see that someone has a knowledge without looking into these experiments and these things, knows how the creation works. And then can do things that our science cannot do. Look at this friend of Suleiman, الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ. He had a knowledge of the higher book of creation. When Suleiman wanted the throne of Queen Sheba to come as a sign of his prophethood to Queen Sheba, to come from Yemen to Jerusalem immediately, he said, قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأَ أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِي بِأَرْشِهَا قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. Who will bring her throne for me? And it was a very heavy throne. It could not be carried easily. قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَقُومَ مِنْ مَقَامِكَ. There was a jinn who was very clever, very knowledgeable. He said, I will bring it for you before you end this session. قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ. the one who had a knowledge of the book, higher book, book of higher creation. أنا أعطيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك. Before you blink, I bring it. And he brought it when, as soon as he finished talking about it, it was there. قال هذا من فضل ربي. Suleiman said, this is from the grace of my Lord. Look, who do I have in my company? People like this man. أنا أعطيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك فلما رآه مستقرا عنده قال هذا من فضل ربي ليبلوني أأشكر أم أكفر to test me, to try me to see whether I'm thankful to this or I'm kafir. Unfortunately, we have all failed in this. Because as soon as we find some power through science and knowledge, we become kafir. We say, we don't need you anymore. We have found it ourselves. This is the danger that Suleiman is talking about. This man had that knowledge and said, wow, he had this knowledge, but this is a test for me to, for me, so that Allah tests me to see whether I thank him or I become arrogant because of this power that knowledge has given me. So when you find a higher knowledge, then you even know how ants speak to each other. Now our science do not allow us. One day, inshallah, if you are clever, we may find out how ants speak to each other, how birds speak to each other. One day we may understand that, but now we don't know it. But the man who has got the knowledge from above, knows God, and by knowing God, he knows the creation. Not knowing the creation, and by knowing creation, knowing God. Knows God, and through that light comes to creation. It's like Suleiman. And he just marched through the desert. فَلَمَّا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ عَلَى وَاتٍ وَادِ النَّمْلَ They came to a plain where there were lots of these ant holes. قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون. An ant was shouting, calling out, ants, go into your holes, Suleiman is coming, they may trample on you without knowing. And Suleiman heard this and realized this. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِنْ قَوْلَهَا He smiled. Wow, I hear what this ant is saying. فَقَالَ رَبَّ أَوْزِئْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ This is a ni'mah. I even can realize what these small creatures are talking to each other. And of course, these small creatures know that I am not a zalim. I'm not an oppressor. Although you have given lots of knowledge, they know if I know, I'm not going to trample on them. لا يحتمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون Unknowingly they would trample on you. If they know, they wouldn't. Suleiman would not allow even you as ants to be stepped upon by his soldiers. This is the real king, of course. This is the kingdom of heaven. This is not the kingdom of the earth. This is the kingdom of heaven. This is the kingdom which comes from God. الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم الملك is usually evil, isn't it? Because they find power, they go arrogance, and then they oppress, they do whatever they wish. But with regards to Allah, he says, he's الملك القدوس, he is the holiest of the holy. He would not do any ظلم to anyone. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ Allah would never oppress even the weight of an atom, never ever. This is Malikul Quddus. Al Malikul Quddus. This in Surah Jumu'ah is very beautiful. I mean, whenever you recite it, you just bring the meaning to your mind. Yusabbihu lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Al Malik al Quddus al Aziz al Hakim. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. So, The kingdom of Suleiman is like that, a holy kingdom. A holy kingdom, just like the kingdom of God, he never oppresses. And the knowledge comes from above, of course. Now, here, coming back to the hadith, he says, he has not created you to know his creation. That's good. That's a high purpose. I mean, the highest purpose that we have in this world nowadays is science, isn't it? And science, as I said, is knowledge of the creation of God. But Allah wants something more than this for you. This is good. But Allah wants something more than this for you. To know him, rather than only to divert from knowing him, knowing his creation only. إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَلَّ ذِكْرُهُ مَا خَلَقَ الْعِبَادَ إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُوهَ فَإِذَا عَرَفُوهُ عَبَدُوهُ. When they know him, they worship him. Now, here, the crux of the matter is here. In Surah Dhariyat, in the Quran, we have this very famous verse, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and ins but to worship me. And this verse usually gives the wrong impression that, well, Allah needed some creatures to worship him, and he chose us, the poor creatures, jinn and ins, to worship him, and if we do not worship him, he would punish us. This is the impression that one gets from the verse sometimes. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Is this the purpose? Well, again, immediately differentiate, distinguish between the two. The purpose of God from creation, is it his purpose? Did he need it? No, of course. So this is not the purpose of God from creation. This is the purpose of creation itself. This is the purpose. Your purpose, not my purpose of creation. You cannot know what is my purpose. Your purpose is to worship me. Then immediately Allah says, مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. Don't think that I'm in need, that I want you to provide for me, or I want you to feed me. When you worship me, I'm fed. I'm satisfied, for example, now. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah feeds everyone. This is your purpose, not my purpose of creation. As I said, you cannot know what is his purpose of creation. This is your purpose. Now, here it says that purpose cannot be fulfilled unless and until you know him. فَإِذَا عَرَفُوهُ عَبَدُوهُ. When they know him, they worship him. Now, in reality, what we understand is that when we worship him, we know him. We get closer to him. We get the knowledge of him. So this is a question that we have to answer. Which one is first, worship or ma'rifah? And one other question, is ma'rifatullah possible? Is it possible? How can we grasp God? How can we comprehend? Because comprehension means to encompass something. We cannot encompass God. Neither our souls, nor our minds, nor our imaginations, nothing can encompass him. So is the ma'rifah of God possible at all? So these are the two questions. We leave it for tomorrow night, inshallah, to answer. One, is ma'rifatullah possible? Second, which one comes first, ibadah or ma'rifah? And what, when we say this is your purpose, what do we mean by it? What do we mean by it? It means everything beside this is lahun wa la'ib, isn't it? So how we have to balance our life? These are the questions that we have to explore, inshallah, using the wisdom of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. Ibn Shabib went to Ali ibn Musa al-Reza alayhi salam, and it was the beginning of Muharram. And Imam alayhi salam mentioned that Muharram is the month of gloom for Ahlul Bayt, and how his father used to be very gloomy right from the beginning of Muharram onwards until the day of Ashura, which was the day of real sorrow and mourning. And then he said, Yabna Shabib, in kunta baqiyan li shay'in fabki lil Husayn alayhi salam. If you want to cry for anything, cry for Husayn alayhi salam. This musibah is above every musibah. This is just like murdering a man full of wisdom of God because he wanted to talk about his wisdom, killing him. إن كنت باكيا لشيء فبك للحسين عليه السلام فإنه ذبح كما يذبح الكبش. He was slaughtered the way a lamb is slaughtered. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون.